Now listen, friend, on Mount Zion, God's going to spread an anointing of blotting out, exterminating, wiping out, abolishing disease, sickness. There was an anointing on Jesus. There was an anointing on him. And we all know that the Father gives him the Spirit without measure. It's a spread. Hallelujah. It's an overflowing anointing. Amen. So that wherever he is, and any sick person that comes to him, amen, they bring the lame, they bring the maimed, they bring the sick, they bring the blind. Amen. He brings the anointing. He is the anointing. He is the feast, amen, that exterminates all this blindness and maim and those who are lame. He just wipes it out, amen, and saves all these people, heals them, and gives them a brand new life. Hallelujah. That's how it's going to look like. It's incumbent on us to preach that Jesus not only saves, he heals. Amen. Just remember this, all right? The cross reconciles righteousness and peace has come together.
Are you facing a health challenge or battling symptoms in your body today? Or perhaps you have a loved one in the hospital right now? In today's program, Joseph Prince will be praying for the sick during a time of ministry. May you receive a fresh impartation of health and wholeness for your situation as you tune in and hear from the Lord today. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
Praise the Lord. Let's all just stand to our feet once again. Amen. Let's worship the Lord one more time. You know, as I was praying for the service last night, the Lord gave me this word again and again. And it's always important that even while you're praying, that you listen to what he tells you to pray. And there'll be sometimes he'll give you one word or two words. Repeat that to him. Amen. And these are the words I heard last night. Creative miracles. Creative miracles. I don't always receive that word. I'll just pray for miracles and healings, but I heard creative miracles, which means if you have an organ or a part of your body that the doctor says is diseased or has become old, is not functioning the way it's supposed to be, or you have removed a part of your organ in your body, creative miracles means God will recreate. God will recreate. And we have testimonies of this that we have received in times past. So today, you're going to believe God is going to perform creative miracles in your body. Amen. That which in the natural has gone into decay, aging, he can restore to his complete health. He will bring you back again to the days of your youthful vigor. Amen. He will heal you. Perhaps you received a bad report from the doctors recently. Cheer up, my friend. Don't be afraid. The very first thing Jesus says, many a times you find in the Gospels, before he heals someone, is fear not. He told Jairus, whose daughter was dying, fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. Amen. So I say to you, don't be afraid. You won't die young. Amen. Your future is bright. Your future is secure in Christ. The people of the world, when they look in front of them, usually they'll view it negatively because what has transpired is so much more than what is in front of them as they're growing older. But for us, eternal life awaits us. Amen. We'll step into glory. Praise God. But until then, God wants you well. God wants you healthy. Amen. Look to him. Call upon him. He is the only one. The things that are impossible with men, like all those things that I shared just now about your body, the organs and all that, the things that are impossible with men. Thank God for doctors. They do their best. All right. With what means, and usually the means are natural means. But what is impossible with men is possible with God. These are the words of Jesus himself. Amen. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Praise the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong.
Let the weak say,
I am strong in the strength of my Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with your songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I call on you. Let your healing flow, let your power flow, make your people whole again. As our faith rises up to you, Lord, let all heaven come down. Make us well, make us whole, in Jesus' name. Siri la marabakara ba siri la ma siri la la ba suru boro bara ma siri la ma sa. Gloria la mantara bakara. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I curse that growth in your body to its roots. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let health spring forth speedily. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I curse that cancer in your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in place of it, a creative miracle, a new organ, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. A new back, Lord. Every disc healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A new vertebrae, completely, completely whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Someone with acute pain, whenever you turn your neck in a certain angle, your right side here, you feel a sharp pain that goes down all the way to your shoulder. If that is you, move your neck right now in the presence of the Lord. Move your neck, see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. If you know the Lord has touched you, the Lord has healed you, the pain is no longer there, don't doubt for one single bit. The Lord has made you whole. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus, and the pain is all gone. Don't doubt one single bit. Believe in your heart. Faith is of the heart. Doubt is of the mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. If that is you, just punch into the air right now. Amen. If your pain is gone, then do a big wave. If that is you, all over this place, do a big wave. Give glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is a liver condition being healed? Even as I speak right now, a liver condition. It seems like this whole day, I feel like there is a gift of healing. You know, the Bible talks about the gifts of healings from the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the word gifts there is plural. And the word healings is also plural. Gifts of healings, all kinds of healings. There's a gift of healing being released for liver conditions. Right? Those with fatty liver, those with diseased liver. And there's even a cancerous condition that God is healing right now. I see your liver completely well, completely whole, clean, beautiful, creative miracle. I speak that creative miracle over your liver in Jesus' name. A brand new liver. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A brand new liver in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe when you go to the doctor the next time for your scan and all that, clean bill of health in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, there's someone else. I wonder. I don't know how else best to say this. I think it's your glutes, you know, but the best way to say it is your backside. All right. Your right side, when you bend, you have pain. And sometimes very sharp pain. If that is you right now, bend in Jesus' name. Amen. Find some space you can use to bend. If the pain is no longer there, all right, you don't have to doubt. Amen. The Lord has made you well. Praise the Lord. In the areas of your bodies that need a brand new organ, a brand new functioning power, in the name of Jesus, I speak it into your life, into your body, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, renew our youth. Renew our youth like the eagles, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And all the people said, amen. I feel it. It is finished. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Presence of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If you or a loved one are struggling with pain, sickness, or a negative doctor's report, don't be discouraged. Healing is coming your way. In Joseph Prince's book, Eating Your Way to Wholeness, A Practical Guide to the Holy Communion, discover practical insights into the communion and how partaking of it brings life and health to your body. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request your free copy today. Offer available to U.S. and Canada residents only.
The Bible says, He is our God and we are to Him a people. So that phrase there denotes the miraculous. He's like saying in different places, I'll be their healing God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Therefore, you are to me a healthy people. Amen. I'll be to you Jehovah Jireh, your provider, and you'll be to me a people that is well provided for. Amen. With more than enough to be a blessing to multitudes. Praise the Lord. A people who are watched over, provided for. Amen. A people that are healthy, strong, and best of all, a people that is intimate in their knowledge of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. And then the verse after that, and because He is to us a God and we are to Him a people. Amen. Therefore, the Bible says, God is able to write His laws on our hearts. Amen. And put them in our minds. Notice that God will do it. Right? And it's not us doing it. God will do it. Praise the Lord. And it all hinges. And all this, I will, because I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness. And that clause is so important for us to realize. I'm just excited about the new covenant. I've never gotten over this excitement. And I think until I see Jesus face to face, I'll still be excited. And I'll thank Him for inaugurating the new covenant for all of us. Amen. Let's look at that verse again. And in this mountain, what mountain is that? Well, the ending of the chapter before this says it's Mount Zion. So continuing the phrase there, in this mountain, Zion, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. There'll be a spread, a feast. Amen. Look at this feast. I just want to share a bit more, but I want to go to the fat things. He will do a feast of fat things. Notice that in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. Notice the phrase, the Lord of hosts. It's a very interesting phrase. Do you know where this phrase first appears? It appears in 1 Samuel chapter 1, the story of Hannah. Remember? Her husband Elkanah. And of course, she brought forth prophet Samuel. Do you know that in that chapter, it's the first time the Lord of hosts appears, this name, the Lord of hosts. And the first person to use this title, the Lord of hosts, when she prayed, was Hannah. And she prayed for a baby, right? She said, "Oh Lord of hosts." And in Hebrew, Yahweh Sevoth, the Lord of the armies. Amen. The Lord of the angel armies, one translation says. But it's not just angel armies. The Lord of the armies referred to everything that is at his disposal. Amen. He's the Lord of hosts. And it denotes warfare. So in other words, if it says, "In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people," there is a war going on, and the war is won by us eating. The war is won, the victory is won by us eating. Amen. God will spread a feast and we eat. Amen. Like the parable the Lord shared in Luke 14, he says, "A man made a great supper." Amen. A man made a great supper. That's going to happen in the end times because during our day, I believe, because the word supper denotes what? It's not breakfast, it's not lunch, it's supper. It's when things are getting dark. Amen. And the Lord of hosts will make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. The word fat things is the Hebrew for shaman. Shaman, where you get shaman. Get means press. Shaman is oil, oil press. Gethsemane. You know, there's a garden called Gethsemane, amen, in Jerusalem. Amen. Just at the foot of Mount Olives where Jesus went through his agony, right? His sweat, blood. That's where they have the olive press, okay? Gut press, shaman, oil. So you have God saying here, a feast, a mishteh in Hebrew of shamanim in Hebrew, plural, shamanim. A feast of fat things, oil, hallelujah. Amen. There'll be increase of anointing. And we will, just like olive oil, amen, we can drink it in the natural. Amen. We will enjoy and feast on this rich anointing that God will spread out on Mount Zion. Again, I remind you, it is in Mount Zion. It is not in Mount Sinai. God has moved mountains. We are not under law. We are under grace. We are not under demand. We are under supply. Amen. Law is always demand. You shall not, you shall not, you shall not. Grace, God says, "I will, I will, I will." He will. And what is left for us to do? Believe that He will. Now, will this cause us to be lazy and ineffective in our assignment from God? Amen. In our service to God? No. When God will, because it's "I will do it," man, when God works, He works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. When God's energy is released in you, when God's dunamis power is released to you and through you, when God channels that through you, man, the things that you do, you're like the burning bush. Amen. You are burning, burning, burning. Amen. You're on fire, man. Yet you are not consumed. Amen. You are not burnt out. You keep on burning, shining for the glory of God. Hallelujah. So remember this, there's going to be a feast. Now look up here. God's word says, "In this mountain, Mount Zion, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things." There's going to be a spread of anointings, amen. And notice, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow. I want to speak on this, fat things full of marrow. There's also going to be fat things full of marrow. And this word fat things, again, is the same word shaman, which is oil in the plural, shamanim. All right, and shamanim full of marrow. What is this? Full of marrow. If you study this word marrow in the Hebrew, it is the word makkah. Makkah is, the primary use is not marrow. Makkah is actually used for this. Blot out, exterminate, wipe out, abolish. And only one time is used as marrow. It can be used as marrow, don't misunderstand, all right? But it is not often used as marrow. It is used for blotting out, exterminate, wipe out, abolish, marrow. Now listen, friend, on Mount Zion, God's going to spread an anointing of blotting out, exterminating, wiping out, abolishing disease, sickness, amen, a lack, praise the Lord, depression, and the powers of darkness that has oppressed you, your mind, amen. All this time, God said, he's going to wipe it out, praise the Lord. He's going to exterminate it in your life. There's going to be a feast of blotting all these things out. Maybe the idea of marrow is there because marrow is where you get your immune system from. Okay, your immune system is basically manufactured in your marrow. So the idea of marrow means to blot out all the invaders that's come into your body that might cause harm. Amen. The immune system will swallow it up. Amen. And now God's giving you a feast, an anointing of blotting out, a very rich anointing. Amen. And overflowing, a spread of anointing, of wiping out. Now, I was meditating on this recently. And one day, I was just, after meditating on this, I was just thinking about this feast. How does it look like? This feast of wiping out this anointing. How does it look like? And I was reading one morning. I got up and I opened the scriptures. And straight away, my eyes fell on this portion. And it's like God is saying, you've been meditating on that. I'm showing you how it looks like. Would you like to see it? Amen. This is Jesus. And Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Now, this mountain is not Mount Zion, but the type of the story is here. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Hallelujah. So there was an anointing on Jesus. There was an anointing on him. And we all know that the Father gives him the Spirit without measure. It's a spread. Hallelujah. It's an overflowing anointing. Amen. So that wherever he is, and any sick person that comes to him, amen, they bring the lame, they bring the maimed, they bring the sick, they bring the blind. Amen. He brings the anointing. He is the anointing. He is the feast, amen, that exterminates all this blindness and maim and those who are lame. He just wipes it out, amen, and saves all these people, heals them, and gives them a brand new life. Hallelujah. That's how it's going to look like. Amen. That's what we are going to experience very soon. It must be in our day and age, but it's incumbent on us to preach that Jesus not only saves, he heals. Amen. Just remember this, all right? The cross reconciles righteousness and peace has come together. Amen. God's demands and peace has come together. Amen. Mercy and truth kiss each other. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. At the cross, all the attributes of God are glorified. Even the law is magnified. How? By the death of Christ. Not by the keeping of it. By the death of Christ, he has fulfilled the entire law. Amen. Therefore, bringing us out from under the law and under his grace. Amen.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. If you or someone you love is dealing with a health or mental wellness challenge today, we want to bless you with a free copy of Joseph's book, Eating Your Way to Wholeness, A Practical Guide to the Holy Communion. My friend, you are not going through this trial alone. The Lord's heart is for you to be healthy and strong. He wants you to experience many good days on this side of heaven. Be encouraged as you read this book. Request your free copy by calling or texting the number on your screen or visit our website today. Offer available to U.S. and Canada residents only. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Praise the name of Jesus. And I want to pray for those of you who are not feeling well, or you've been diagnosed with something that you want prayer for. Right now, you know, just believe. Amen. There's a spread of anointing before you. And it's the anointing that destroys the satanic yoke. Whether it's depression, whether it's sickness, is the anointing that destroys the yoke. Just place your hand upon that area right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against that disease and I come against that sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command that sickness and that disease to loose your body and let you go free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Amen. Receive it. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord that you are receiving it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, you are made every whit whole in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet if you can, church. Praise the Lord. Now, this coming week, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be favorable to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and grant to you and all your families His shalom, peace, well-being, and wholeness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I'll see you again. God bless you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started.
Have a prayer need? Try our special digital prayer experience today. You can access it anytime, anywhere, from your computer or mobile phone. Many across America have shared how blessed they have been by this prayer experience. We're also giving away free digital resources to encourage you in your time of need. Let us stand in faith with you. Visit josephprince.org/prayer today.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.